As a father, you start to realize as you walk out your life with God as a father, and you pour yourself out for your children, you realize how amazing individual human beings are. They are distinct and they are unique, and each one needs specific words based on their personality, their calling, just the way they receive. And that makes the job of a father impossible. The only way I can do fathering correct or righteously in a holy way is to let God show me things that about my children, or timing wise, okay, to talk to them now about this. But in the end, like God was with me, he was super patient. I was just such a knucklehead as a child, as a teenager, not as a child. I would say as a teenager, I went through a really bad phase. And then as a Christian, loving God, but being hard-headed about my belief system, God let me walk through all that heart. He saw my heart. He saw that I was intent on serving him. And I could only serve him the way I was taught. Learning how to love God in all the ways that he presented himself to me over the years, especially in the last 20 or so, it's a totally different dynamic, because it's personal. It's a one-on-one situation. It's a friend. God is my friend. He's the lover of my soul. I love him. It's just an absolutely intense love relationship. And it didn't come with one word. It came with time. So understanding God is experiential. It's not doctrinal. You can say a doctrinal statement, God is sovereign, God is love. A little before nine, you could say all these things, but in the end, you have to learn them through time, and you have to walk in the truth that you are walking in. So if you think God is austere and far away, you're not going to talk to him like a friend. If you think God is your buddy and puts up with stuff, you're going to do stuff, but if you don't reference his word and his will, and you don't read the Bible at the same time, you're not in real relationship. It's like a marriage where you mess around on your wife, you flirt with girls, you just act like you're single, but you're married. You make covenant with God, and you just don't get it. You didn't take it serious. You didn't take your vow serious. You didn't understand what the vow even meant. So when we get into what it means to be a son or daughter of the Most High, we have to understand from the beginning, from the first moment of our confession, what we're actually saying. We're dying to the old man, which is all of our stuff, our bad stuff, our family stuff, our wrong views on God, our bad theology. We're dead to all that. Now, we don't die right away because we think it's good, but then God shows us through time, from the word and through people that he brings into our lives, that we're wrong. And it's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing to be corrected by God, because that means you're moving closer to the truth. If you're never corrected, you're abandoned. You're like a unloved child. It's like correction means you love. God loves us by correcting us and changing the way we talk and how we interrelate with people, how we pray, how we preach, how we talk, where we put our focus, like who we invest time in. We learn through time that it is God who's training us to be a father. And then we father other people's kids with the learning experience of fathering our own. So the whole concept or the idea or the calling of fatherhood is way beyond style, method, words, techniques. It's a spiritual thing. It's an emotional thing. It's pneumatic. Therefore, there's no right, wrong. It's individualized. Each child needs love of a father for them. Words said to them. Not cross the board, this is the basic plan for all you. No. Everybody has their own distinct calling and purpose and beauty and style of thinking. And it's just the truth. And when you have multiple children, you learn all that. If you have one child, you don't learn that. So God uses fatherhood to train us in the way that he taught us. Like, he's teaching us his love by putting us in the position of fatherhood. What an amazing thing.